Some aleph. Masech the sukkah. Okay, got the right volume. Okay. Zakta Mishnah. Sukkah Yeshana, my old sukkah. What does that mean? That you made it 30 days before Sukkot. Beshamai paislin of v'sil machshir. Beshamai says it's possible. Why? Because Beshamai says you need sukkah l'shma. You need that to be l'shem Sukkot for 30 days. It's not l'shem Sukkot. Why within 30 days is l'shem Sukkot? Because it actually brings down. Because we see that we ask from 30 days before the yontif. You start speaking about the yontif already. You start asking the rabbi questions. 30 days before Sukkot, 30 days before Pesach. So therefore, it has somewhat. So when you're doing something, you're doing l'shem achak. It's nachamav. V'sil machshirin. V'ezi sukkah yishana. Kol she'asa kaidim l'chag shleishim yayim. You did it before Sukkot, 30 days. Avalam as l'shem chag. If you did it l'shem chag, afilam etchilas hashana k'sheira, Beshamai tells you that v'sil, you don't need l'shem chag at all. You can do it whenever you want. Beshamai tells you that you have to do it within 30 days. But if you did it before 30 days, if you did it l'shem chag, you had a mind that you're doing it for Sukkot, then it works. It doesn't matter when.
So according to Beshamai, if you built one of those Sukkot's inside his house, the whole sukkah was made, the whole thing was built to be a l'shem sukkah, so it's good permanently?
Okay, so it could be that it loses, yeah, but that's a big machlokes in the Paiskim. If it loses it after the next year, it loses it again because you take off the roof again. It's like a whole new asiyah if you open up the roof. It depends when you open up the roof. It depends when you pick up the sky. When it's possible, it's a sukkah now. So we have machlokes here, Beshamai, Bezilu. If a sukkah needs to be l'shem chag, Beshamai holds it doesn't need to be l'shem chag, it does need to, and Bezilu holds it doesn't need to. So what we said yesterday, that even though everyone agrees that, I mean, here there's a machlokes, but l'shem tzel, everyone agrees to that you need to do. So Beshamai and Beshil also agrees that when you're putting on the schach, it has to be there intended for Sheikh. So talking about my time in the Beshamai, what's the reason of Beshamai that you need the Shem Chag? Where does he get this from? On Makro, it says in Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is Shivas Yom LaShem. So it says Shivas Yom LaShem. Sukkah HaSui L'Shem Chag B'Inon. Sukkah LaShem. What's the little LaShem? What's Shivas Yom LaShem? L'Shem Mitzvah. That's what we dash, and that it has to be the Shem Chag. Ubisil. What does Beis Hillel do with this pasuk? Homi Baylech Lev Sheishes, the Homi Lev Sheishes, Meshum Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Sheishes said, Rebbe Kiva, Minayin La'atzei Sukkah. Sha'asurin Kol Shiva. How do you know Atzei Sukkah is Asa all 7 days? Tamalai Machag HaSukkah is Shivas Yom LaShem. Which means that you're not allowed to have an offer from it. Right? You're not allowed to have Sha'asurin Kol Shiva. You're not allowed to have any Hana all 7 days. Because it says Shivas Yom LaShem is LaShem. But Tanya Rebbe Yudim say, Amen. Kishem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga, just like it's chal. Shem shemayim on a carbon chagiga. Kach, chal shem shemayim al a sukkah, so too the shem shemayim on a sukkah. It means you're not allowed to have an offer from it, just like a carbon, you're not allowed to have an offer. So too the sukkah, you're not allowed to have an offer.
This is going even on the walls?
That's my question.
What do you mean on the
we're going to get that, I'll explain in a minute. Shenema, chag a sukkah shivas yom lashem. Ma chag l'Hashem, just like the yontif is for Hashem, av sukkah l'Hashem, so too the sukkah is l'Hashem. So that means, so Beis Hillel is coming to tell you halacha. So Beis Hillel, Rav Sheshes, Meshulam Rekiva. Then how do you know you're not allowed to have enough from atzei sukkah? We learn out from this pasuk, just like a carbon, you're not allowed to have enough from so too a sukkah, you're not allowed to have enough. Yeah, chag. She says chagiga. So now, what does it mean not having enough? Do you know that the einik yontif? He was a grand rabbi 100 years ago. He says that a besula, a girl, is not allowed to sit in the sukkah. Why? Because since she's not mechayiv in it, so now she's sitting in there, she's having hanah, she's sitting in the shade, she's enjoying it. So a girl, not a woman, not a married woman. A married woman is allowed to sit there because it's enjoyable for the husband if she's sitting there. But a girl,
Okay.
So he says over there, she's not allowed to sit in the sukkah. She's not allowed to have enough. So too, if while it's raining, you decide, you know what? Nah, it's protecting me a little bit. This chach, I want to sit in the sukkah. You're not allowed to sit in the sukkah because you're having enough from not the guy knows a lot to, and we pass a lot to, but you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah because This Gemara, you're not allowed to have an oath from a sukkah. You what's going on here? Another case, much better case is, if you go ahead and you go on a trip. Yeah, if you're from the Murrays, they go on a week trip, traveling in the car, out of the car, and you go and now, you what do? Where do you sit in the sukkah? There's no sukkah. So you go, you put your pop-up sukkah, you go in the street, and you pop up your sukkah.
You don't even need to do that. Open up the doors of the car.
And
put the sukkah on top.
That's a better case. Open up the doors of the car, the van. Yeah, you have a van, you have those the old things in the back.
Yeah,
what is that? Two doors in the back. No, what's that thing? It leaks a lot of gas. Anymore. It eats a lot of gas.
No, you can't use them anymore.
What's it called, no?
They fly.
Like a mobile
home? It's an SUV. Okay, today it's SUV. I'm always a different word.
Conversion van?
No, not a fancy thing. The thing that has two doors. Yeah, but it has a name. No? Okay, whatever. It's a lot of gas. Yeah, but it's a, so you open it. So what do? They open up the two doors in the back. You have a couple of schach. You put it on top. And then you have Daifan Akuma. You have two walls. If they find a kuma to the front of the van, if you do, 8 feet, so you have to be careful. Whatever it is. The kids are nice, that's what people do. People are doing this. So now, what's the problem? The problem is, so what do? You close up your sukkah, and then you close the van back, and now it's holding all the luggage. You know what goes on.
You have a different problem.
So it's making sure that the luggage doesn't fall out. You're having enough from the walls of the sukkah.
No, this is just only. East is only going.
I have a 20-page shuv on this.
The sukkah is only. It's only a sukkah that's made before Yontif for the whole Yontif. Then you can say it's there. But if you just made it on Kalamay and you're going
to
take
you're
it.
You're allowed to make Kalamay. We'll get to the Gemara.
Why?
Or the cases that you have the pop-up sukkah and you come out to this rest stop. Yeah, and you pop up the sukkah. Now the karka is also asabana. We'll get to the gemara on the flamen mitzvah, and that comes from this. So you're not allowed to have an o. So you leave, and the guy that's stepping on it, that's
you
not a sukkah anymore.
Someone else's thing.
Davishan shalai. Yeah. Okay.
So what do you say? You don't get benefit. You have a nice meal.
Why?
You're getting benefit.
Can't
you're getting a mitzvah. Okay. That makes sense. Sure. I'm not even trying to do that.
I thought that was the answer
to
him. But
yeah. Could be. You're allowed to do it for a mitzvah, but in case you don't have a mitzvah.
So use it
now you're using the doors that you shouldn't go flying out of the back of the van.
Right, so you're using for something else.
Right, so maybe you shouldn't be allowed to use the doors for that scenario.
So Rav's saying the Deva Pashit at the walls, or you can't get enough of
them. No, I'm not saying the Deva Pashit.
But who said this is a word of Hanah? Maybe it's the word of Mukta, Asur, and it's Mukta to.
Right, the Gemara says Hanah.
Just like Chagiga.
The Gemara says
Hanah. No, he's right. The Gemara doesn't say the word Hanah. But Kishem Shechal Shemayim and Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim. It's Chal Shem Shemayim. It means now that I have a personal pleasure. You'll see the whole place.
Since you're allowed to use the father things, it's not the Mila. It's
not the Mila. I understand. Enough. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thesis. That's the whole. Okay, fine. Yeah. So Zokti Ma'avaita. So this was what Beis Hillel does with the pasuk. Again, Beis Shammai does with the pasuk that it's that you need l'shma. L'shem Hashem, you need l'shma. Beis Hillel does with the pasuk know that you not have enough. That Chal Shem Shemayim. So how does Beis Shammai know about that it's Chal Shem Shemayim? And Beis Shammai Nami Bayu Le'lachim. He also needs the pasuk like Beis Hillel. The man of Chanan, so the Ma'at Ma'ayu the Beis Shammai. So now where's Beis Shammai? No, Siv Kachin. It says different pasuk. Chag a Sukkah is Tanas L'chol Shivas Yam. Sukkah Asuya L'Shem Chag Binon. You need a Sukkah L'Shem Chag. That's how we know this halacha that Shem Chag. So it's more Basil. Ahum Ibayle. What's do with that pasuk? La'isin Sukkah B'Chadash Amayit. Tanas L'chol. Whenever you make it, you're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol Shemayim. I don't think you need that the sukkah should be for 7 days, and if you didn't make it the first day, you lost. You're gone. No, you make it whenever you could, you make it. But Shammai Svilu, Kebelezem, Shammai doesn't dash with that in this passage because he holds a Kebelezem, Dama, Einoisen, Sukkah, B'Chol Shemayim. We'll get to it later.
What's this drasha anyway? There's no extra word. What are they dashing? Oh, because the Yontif of Sukkahs. You should make yourself a Yontif of Sukkahs.
Chag of Sukkahs Taslacha. Whatever it is, you make it.
dashing yeah. Word, what are they using over here for drasha?
Oh, yeah, okay, I understand. But ik in the kudu is tassel. You could make, yeah.
Okay, it might be a...
Oh, to be mamish machsha on yontif tzad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rashi says it's
Sarev Skav. Yeah, right. Sukkos Tassalachav. Zok Gemar. So here we have the Machlokes, Haradash, and all the Psukim. Now we worked it out. Zok Gemar. Ubeis Hillel. And Beis Hillel, let's do the Rav Yudah Amarav. Beis Hillel does not hold the Rav Yudah Amarav. The Rav Yudah Amarav, Osam in Akaitzin, we're talking about tzitzis. If you had strings coming out of your baguette, but not that you put it there. Your baguette, your clothing had strings coming out, and you saw, you know what? Oh, there's still not strings coming out. Let me use it for tzitzis. Kaitzin is like thorns. Umenanimen is other strings coming out from in a garden. These are all strings coming out of the baguette. Psula, it's possible. Why? Since you didn't put it there, l'shem tzitzis, it was just there by mistake, right? You didn't cut the baguette neatly. So there was strings coming out of the clothing. That's not good. Minasisin, minasisin, what's that? So Rashi says, pakiyos kedriya shachut limshim lemaishinish. That's a different type of things coming out of the. It's like a ball. It's like a ball of thread coming out. So over there it's ksheira. And then Kiamita, why is Rashi explains Hayil Kshenitlu Bebegel Hashem Titzis Nitlu Asir Lishmai. That's already it was hung there for Hashem Titzis. Man, that's called Asir Lishmai. Kiamita Kamei Lishmul. When they said this
about
Hashem, over there wasn't. Over there wasn't Hashem Titzis. Here it was.
With leftovers from the manufacturing process.
That's the Taitch of it. Look at Rashi Psula. So, Kiamita Kamei de Shmuel, Amali, Afminasisa Nami Psula. He holds because you also need that it should be Tvi Lishma. And it wasn't, it needs everything Lishma, and it wasn't from the beginning Lishma. The Bina on Tvi Lishma. So, Zakti Gemara, Hachanami Nibaya Sukkum, Asuya Lishma. So again, Shav Yudah Mirav said that by Tzitzis, you need everything to be Lishma. So too, over here, so we're going back to Basil. And Basil says, by Sukkah you don't need Lishma. So too, by Tzitzis you shouldn't need Lishma. So obviously Basil is not going like a Rav Yudah Amarav that says that by Tzitzis you need Lishma. Zaktimar, Shaini Asam, the Amakra, Gedilim Tassel Lacham, Lachal Lashem Chai Vachal. But it is under Pasik why you need Tzitzis Lishma. We thought that if you need Tzitzis Lishma, you need Sukkah Lishma, everything's the same. So we say, no. Over there is under Pasik, Lachal, Tassel Lachal, Lashem Chai Vachal, for its Chai. In fact, it says also the word lecha. Lecha means the shem chayvach. So it's coming to my gzula. That's what lecha is coming to teach you that you're not allowed to steal a sukkah. So to my tzitzis, it should be my gzula. It says another pasuk from yours and not gzula. So now that has another pasuk of lecha is to teach you. Lecha, l'shem, chayvach. And by sukkah, you don't know. So? Okay. Okay, no. Oh, you mean even without a pasuk over there? Oh.
But I'll say something. By sukkah, if he stole the wood and the schach and he built the sukkah, so he's carrying the chino. So it's not what we call zula.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to talk about one thing.